Open Science Center supports researchers throughout the research process with training and versatile activities. During the research process, many questions are often considered. How is research data managed? How should research data be planned? How can the data or its metadata be opened? How can you use open research data? How do you find references and how are they used, for example, in different literature reviews? Can artificial intelligence be used in information seeking? How to publish? How can you prepare for possible article processing charges? And what free opportunities are there? How can you use open educational resources in your teaching? How could you use open educational practices in your own course or visiting lecture, maybe even in your conference presentation? How could you bring out your teaching skills in connection with your other researcher skills? How can you open your research? How does openness support the visibility of research and the researcher? How can it be used as an aid in, for example, societal interaction and impact? And how would you be able to present your research to the general public in the Science for All concept? And how do you borrow material from the university library? And how to use different databases? Among other things, Open Science Center answers these questions. Library practices are already familiar to many from undergraduate studies. The printings and e-materials acquired for the University of Jyväskylä can be found in our UCDOC database. UCDOC has, for example, books, theses and dissertations, Finnish articles, and open educational resources. International articles can be easily found in the databases used by your discipline. These databases can be accessed through UCDOC. E-materials and databases are opened by logging into UCDOC with the university's HAKA credentials. A library course is required only to borrow printed material. You can download the card from MyU mobile application, or if you wish, you can apply for a traditional library card from our customer services during service hours. If you need help with the databases or, more broadly, information seeking, you can book consultation from the Open Science Center. Then you can ask for help from the information specialist in your discipline. If you need help using the materials, for example, finding the full text of an article, you can contact the library's customer services. Customer service desk and a large part of the printed home loan material is in the University Library Building Lähde. In the same building, you can store loans ordered from the storage collections if you don't have a working space at the university where they could be stored as so-called institutional loans. Our collections also include archived digital materials, which can be viewed on the computers in the library. If necessary, these computers can be booked in advance from our customer services. The library building has also quiet reading rooms for working. There are also small team workspaces on the basement floor, which can be booked from the university's facility system for a short period of time, for example, for research interviews. There are also library collections in the main building. In the reading room, you can read, for example, sociological material, and at the same time, there's an opportunity to work quietly. Open Science Center is, for example, university library practices, museum practices, and a research partner throughout the entire research process, from planning to research data management, methods, information seeking and literature review, use of artificial intelligence, publishing, research visibility and responsible evaluation, and science communication. We are also involved in teaching, for example, through open educational resources, and as a part of the competence development of researchers, teachers, and supervisors. Our researcher and personal trainings are indeed an important part of our research practices. Our trainings are open to all university researchers, teachers, and other personnel, and we are also involved in other university education. In addition, you can order training and consultation from us for example, projects and research seminars. Doctoral students also receive credits from two of our courses. The Open Science and Research online course is suitable for the Open Science section in the curriculum and deals with the entire research process from the perspective of openness. The participants reflect on their own research, so the online course is best suited for the planning phase of the research process. Sign up for the Open Science and Research online course in SISU, where you can see more detailed information about the content and schedules. The Collect, Manage and Publish Information course consists of researcher group trainings by the Open Science Center. To complete the course, you must participate in at least four of our group trainings: dissertation startup, research data management, open access publishing, and at least one other researcher training by the Open Science Center. Trainings are organized on all topics that you can ask us for help, so participating in these trainings is a good way to start planning your own research projects. Most of these group trainings are aimed at the beginning phase of the research project, so they are recommended at the beginning of the studies. You can add the Collect, Manage and Publish Information course to your own study plan in SISU. In addition, you have to sign up for each of the group trainings separately through the university's personal training calendar. You can find more detailed information about trainings, schedules and signing up on the university's webpage. Our practices and trainings are updated all the time, so you should always check the webpage for the most up-to-date information. In the same way, you can also find information about our various research practices on the university's webpage, for example, instructions related to publishing and managing research data. At the beginning of the dissertation process, it is therefore worth taking some time to familiarize yourself with the university's various webpages, so you will remember to take all the necessary perspectives into account while planning your research. The web pages also tell about current topics. For example, currently the management of research data focuses on various infrastructures. It is possible to process audiovisual data in the university's Moniviestin, and a new dynamic online form helps to make the data privacy notice. In addition to planning and familiarizing yourself with the university's guidelines at the beginning of your doctoral studies, you can consider starting to use various tools. For example, you can start to ensure your visibility as a researcher right away by making a good basis for your researcher profile in the university's research information system, Konveris. As the research process goes on, it is therefore easy to add information about your funding, research outputs, and other research activities there. Konveris information is automatically transferred to the National Research.fi webpage. It is also possible to use the International ORCID profile to support visibility. From ORCID, you can get a number identifier attached to the profile, which can be used to connect research outputs, such as publications, research data, open educational resources, and also conference presentations, to the right researcher. There is also a transfer tool between Konveris and ORCID. By activating it, Konveris will send the publication data to ORCID, so the researcher doesn't have to maintain ORCID separately, but to report the research-related publications only once to us in the Open Science Center. In the Open Science Center, all the university publications are stored in Konveris, and at the same time, our goal is to parallel publish them in the UX archive so that their full text can be found online. In other words, we implement free open publishing. You can also often take advantage of the openness of publications yourself when you seek for information and notice that the database does not always have the full text of the articles, but sometimes only the reference. You can use technical tools to search for the full text, for example, LibKey browser extension that you can install to your computer. It searches for full text for publications both in the library's databases and openly on the web, and tells the user about the full text it finds. At the beginning of the doctoral studies, many new topics are often encountered, so planning is very important. So is asking for help. Open Science Center is a place where you can ask for help and additional information easily in many research-related topics. You can contact many of our experts through the university's Help You Service portal and our various email addresses found in the web pages, but if necessary, you can also contact our customer service, who forwards messages to our experts. Welcome to the Open Science Center. See you at our trainings.